portion of God's Word that we're going to use as the focus of our study this evening is recorded for us in the Gospel of St. Mark, reading from the 14th chapter, beginning at the 12th verse. On the first day of the Feast of Unleavened Bread, when it was customary to sacrifice the Passover lamb, Jesus' disciples asked him, "Where do you want us to go and make preparations for you to eat the Passover?" So he sent two of his disciples, telling them, "Go into the city, and a man carrying a jar of water will meet you. Follow him. Say to the owner of the house he enters, 'The teacher asks, where is my guest room where I may eat the Passover with my disciples?' He will show you a large upper room, furnished and ready. Make preparations for us there." The disciples left, went into the city, and found things just as Jesus had told them. So they prepared the Passover. When evening came, Jesus arrived with the 12. While they were reclining at the table eating, he said, "I tell you the truth, one of you will betray me, one who is eating with me." They were saddened, and one by one they said to him, "Surely not I." "It is one of the 12," he replied, "one who dips bread into the bowl with me. The Son of Man will go just as it is written about him. But woe to that man who betrays the Son of Man. It would be better for him if he had not been born." While they were eating, Jesus took bread, gave thanks, and broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take it, this is my body." Then he took the cup, gave thanks, and offered it to them, and they all drank from it. "This is my blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many," he said to them. "I tell you the truth, I will not drink again of the fruit of the vine until that day when I drink it anew in the kingdom of God." When they had sung a hymn, they went out to the Mount of Olives. This is the word of our Lord. Now, it's estimated that every 2 seconds, someone in the United States needs a blood transfusion. That averages out to a need of more than 41,000 donations each day across the United States. It's those transfusions that a person suffering from sickle cell anemia desperately needs so that they can replenish their red blood cells. It's those different blood components that are received and separated through a blood transfusion that a trauma victim or a patient that's undergoing open heart surgery desperately needs to survive. In other words, that blood given by donors saves lives. It was blood that also played an important part in saving the lives of the Israelites. A fact they celebrated when they celebrated and remembered the feast of the Passover. The Passover and the 7-day feast that followed the Feast of Unleavened Bread was designed by God to help the Israelites remember all that God had done as he delivered them from their slavery in Egypt and led them out of Egypt and eventually to the Promised Land. And blood was a major component of that deliverance. You remember, and you're going to hear it in just a few moments during our first lesson, how God instructed the Israelites that final night they spent in Egypt, that they were to take a year-old male from either their flock of sheep or goats. And God was very clear that whatever animal they selected had to be perfect, without any sort of blemish or defect. And they were to take that animal and kill it. and the blood of that lamb or goat they were to take and paint on the door frames of the house, right? And then use the meat and prepare a meal which they were supposed to eat with their cloaks tucked in their belts, their staff in their hand, their sandals on their feet, ready to go because God's deliverance was at hand. And that night, as the angel of death came through Egypt, it passed over those homes that had that blood of the lamb painted on the door. Blood of a lamb that saved lives. Then God instructed his people, I want you to celebrate this meal each and every year. I want you to remember each and every year how I delivered you, how I saved you and rescued you from that slavery in Egypt and brought you to the promised land. He did that so that generations of Israelites could later celebrate that meal and look back and say, God didn't just save those Israelites from slavery, but there God rescued me from slavery. There God delivered and redeemed me. And it was that meal, celebrating God's deliverance, that Jesus and his disciples sat down to celebrate and to eat that Thursday evening. But it was going to be more than just a special meal celebrating a past deliverance by God. But as part of it, Jesus was going to start institute a new meal that was also going to point forward and remind future believers of an even greater deliverance. A deliverance that was focused on blood that was shed. Started, just like the Passover, with the lamb. There, sitting with his disciples that evening, was the one that John the Baptist had described as the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. It's the one whom Paul would later describe for Christ, our Passover lamb, has been sacrificed. Like the Passover lamb, Jesus was without blemish or defect. In other words, as the Son of God, he had no sin. Paul, in one of his letters, says that we were redeemed with the precious blood of Christ, a lamb without blemish or defect. And the very next day, that Lamb of God would sacrifice himself to deliver people from sin. Blood of the Lamb of God covers all sins so that the judgment of God passes over. The blood, the Lamb of God shed on the cross, forgives all sin. It enables believers today to be able to look and say, there, I was delivered. There, God rescued me, which is exactly why you and I need it. It's not an insignificant or small thing that on that Thursday evening, as he was celebrating that Passover meal, Jesus took some of the unleavened bread and said, "Take it. This is my body." And then taking the cup, gave it to them and said, "Drink from it. This is my blood of the covenant poured out for many." Here in the meal of Holy Communion, the Lamb of God gives to us the very body and blood that was shed to forgive our sins. In that very special meal, the Lamb of God comes to us and says, "Your sin is forgiven. there, in that holy meal, we see that blood delivers us. Blood saves us. Blood gives us life. Which is important for you and I to keep in mind. Because each and every day we come before our God far less than perfect. Each and every day you and I dare to disobey the Almighty God. Each and every day our conscience should fill our hearts with dread and fear. That we had the nerve to disobey God. Which means each and every day we need to hear again those gracious words from our Savior that say, "You're forgiven." And in this holy meal, the Lamb of God does just that. As we receive the bread and wine, God also assures us that we also receive Christ's body and blood. As you and I partake of that heavenly food, we're able to say, here, God is giving me my Savior's body and blood in a special way that says, your sin is forgiven. So that when Satan hounds us, when sin and temptation come crowding into our lives, when that guilt and burden of sin weighs us down, we're able to remember what we learned from the Lamb. That His blood, shed for me, forgives all my sin. That His blood enables me to look and to say, God rescued me from my slavery to sin. He's rescued me from Satan and death. His blood means that my past sin is forgiven. The sin and guilt I deal with today is forgiven. It means that the sin I commit tomorrow and every day of my life has been paid for and covered by the Lamb of God. It means you and I are able to look and say, God rescued me. He's delivered me. His blood gives strength to a weak faith as it strives to live for our Savior today and tomorrow. His blood gives life today and forever in heaven. Learn from the Lamb. His blood saves. His blood gives life. Amen. And the peace of God, which goes beyond our understanding, will guard and keep your hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus. Amen.